Okay, boy, sorry. Today's daf is daf mem vav. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amid. Amid Rebbe Elazar Mishum Bar Kapora. Rebbe Elazar Mishum Bar Kapora is going back on the Remeir of yesterday. What did Remeir say yesterday? Back on Mem Hey Amid Aleph, we had a three-way machloikis between Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Meir as to how many ma'arochis there were on the Mizbeach. As you recall, Rebbe Yehuda said that there were two on a daily basis. The ma'arocha gedoyla for all the kabonis, and the ma'arocha shniyah for the ktores. Rebbe Yossi said that every day there were three. What were the three? One for the ma'arocha gedoyla, one for the ktores, and the third one for kiyum ha'esh. And then we had Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir said that there were four. What were the four? Marocha Gedoyla, Marocha of Ketoyres, Kiyom Ha'esh, and Achas Le'evorim U'Pedorim Shloines Achlu Mi Ba'erev. If you came in to the Beis Hamikdash and you saw that Temu Le'evorim U'Pedorim had not been consumed by the flames of the Marocha Gedoyla, either because they had not been put on the Marocha Gedoyla because it was just so overflowing there was no room, or in fact it was on the Marocha Gedoyla but there were so many other kabbonis that it did not have a chance yet to get consumed by the fire, says Remei, we had a backup Marocha, a Marocha of Evorim Upadorim, to take care of that issue, those remaining Evorim Upadorim Shloines Achlu Mibo'orev that did not have a chance to be properly consumed by the flames of the Marocha Gedoyla. So now, Amr Abulazim Mishim Bar Kapora, Oymer Hoyer Ameir. Abulazim Mishim Bar Kapora says that Ameir held that Evori Oyla Shani Toysru, if you had Evorim of an Oyla that were left over, meaning that were not put on the Marocha Gedoyla, Oyslan Marocha Bifnei Atzma, you make a separate Marocha, that's Marocha number four, the Soidron, and you put it on that Marocha, Mesadar it, and you burn it. And Reb Lozer adds, not only that, v'afilu b'Shabbos, the same thing even applies on Shabbos. What does that mean, even on Shabbos? That if you have Friday Karbonis, that Friday was a very busy day in the Beis Hamikdash. Typically, you would go and bring all of the Chalovim, the Evorim, of all the Karbonis of Friday, on Friday, put it on the Mizbeach. Make sure you do it in time before Shabbos Kodesh, says Rebbe Elazar Mishum Bar Kapora. That a mayor would hold that just in case you wake up Friday night, in the middle of the night, and you see there are a bunch of Evori oil that have not been put on the Mizbeach, and for some reason there's not enough room on the Marocha Gedoyla, you could even make a fourth Marocha special Bifnei Atzman, even on Shabbos. So, where Reb Lozer therefore is telling us two halachas in the name of Reb Meir. One, the daily halacha, that you make a marocha b'fnei atzma. And number two, the Shabbos halacha, that you make a marocha b'fnei atzma. Marocha b'fnei atzma means that you make a fourth marocha.
Does that mean you burn it on Shabbos, or you arrange it on Shabbos to be burned later?
You even burn it on Shabbos itself. Freight the Gemara.
You may not, when Mr. Reb Meir had four marochas,
he had four marochas.
It was only if needed.
That's what it would appear from today's Gemara. Yesterday it sounded like you always had a marocha, but from today's Gemara it sounds like only when it was needed. Exactly. If it happens to be an off day, why should you go and put together a special marocha revias? There's not going to be any need for it. So why waste the wood? Why waste the fire? So it would appear. Anyway, the Gemara now asks, my kamashmala, l'choira, what Reb Elazar said in the name of Bar Kapora, according to the mayor, is a devil pashut. Tanina, that's what we learned. B'chol yoyim, ho yusham, arba marochis. Now the Gemara is dividing Reb Elazar's words into two separate halachas. Halacha number one, that during the week, if you had extra kabbonis lying around, make a separate marocha. And halacha number two is a filu b'shabbos. Wait for a filu b'shabbos for another few lines. First we deal with the first halacha. Freit the Gemara, I don't understand. Alibed Reb Meir, he's saying that's what Reb Meir said. That's why we make that fourth marocha upon the need, in case he had oila that are left over, evarim, pedarim. So my kabashva tanya b'chol yom hayu shamar ba marochas. That's why there was a need for four marochas. So what's the chiddush here? Amr of Oven al Tevichish. By Nisracha Elalipsulen. Oh, what happens if you have kabonis which became possible? Now we don't mean all kabbalas which are possible, only those that the Gemara in Zvachim says im alu lo yerdu. What does that mean? There are two groups of psule carbon. Those that were psulim even before they arrived into the Beis Hamikdash, they were what you would call dead on arrival. They were not kosher even before you brought them to the Beis Hamikdash. Why weren't they kosher? For instance, it was a roiva v'nirva, or it was a nevad. It was, this animal was used for avodah zarah. This animal was a mukta. It was intended to be used for atakroivis avodah zarah. Or this animal engaged in an activity with a male or a female, which is prohibited. Any type of such psulim, even before you arrive in the Beis Hamikdash, is already possible. If that animal, by mistake, was geshachta, and then after that they took the Eivorim or Pedorim and they put it on the Mizbeach, and then someone says, Rabbi, don't you know that animal is an infamous animal because that animal engaged in any one of those prohibited activities, even if im alu yerdu, take the Eivorim or Pedorim from on top of the Mizbeach, remove them immediately. They have no business being there on top. On the other hand, there are other kabbanas which only became possible in the Beis Hamikdash itself. For instance, that after you brought the karban, everything was perfect, everything was beautiful, and guess what happens? Unfortunately, there was one of the Shmoyne Shiratzim which died, expired, and touched one of these pieces of the Eivarim HaPetarim. Or, for instance, you had another animal which was not properly geshachten and became therefore anevela, or just died on its own, and now this carbon touched that anevela, it becomes tameh. Are you allowed to put on the mizbeach? No. But what happens if you did put on the mizbeach? Since it was not a pre-existing condition, it was a condition that was caused in the Beis Hamikdash itself, in alu lo yedu, you can leave. What Rabbanan says is that what Reb Loz Mishim Bar Kapora's chidush is, that when Rameyer says that you make a fourth maracha, not only do you make it for kosher, normal, regular karbanos, but even for psulim, even those karbanos which are not so kosher. But im olu leyedu, they're going to remain. So even though they were not on the maracha yet, or even if they were on the maracha, like the Gemara says, v'davka shemoshla behena ur. Or loy says Reb Oven that these psulim, since these are not really kosher kabbanis, these are only b'diavad kabbanis that we're going to leave. If they were previously on the maracha gedoyla, and the maracha gedoyla did not finish them off, however, you can see that the fire of the maracha gedoyla has already done a pretty good job. In which respect, Mushlim ben Ur, Rashi earlier, and in Zvachim says, means that the piece, for instance, the Aver, is now totally dry. There's no lachluchis left. It's now a hard piece of, almost like a rock. Not really a rock, because it's a bone, or it's a piece of meat. But the point is that Mushlim ben Ur, so that it's really, it's not finished yet, but it's pretty good. Says Reb Oven, that's what Reb Lozen meant, that you can go and make a fourth maracha for purposes of those psulim to finish off the ikul, to finish off the burning of these evar medar. However, if in fact these psulim were either not on the maracha gedola at all, they were just waiting in the wings to be put on the maracha gedola, or even if they were previously on the maracha gedola, however, they were just slightly singed, it was still moist, it was still quote unquote fresh. Oh, since the psulim loy, then Reb Meir would hold we would not make a special maracha for them because they're not worthy, they're not suitable for making a set maracha, because after all they're psulim. But that's mashma that dafke psulim has to be mashlim ben or. What happens if you have ksheirim, even if loy mashlim ben or? That's Remeir's halacha, that you go and make a fourth maracha, even though these are ksheirim that were on the maracha, or were not on the maracha. But bottom line is loy mashlim ben or. They have not been consumed either sufficiently or at all, then you would make a separate maracha. That's the Meir's halacha. Make a separate maracha for those ksheirim, even though loyin moshlo behena ur. It's so simple that ikadi amri, we have another version. Echad Ksheirim, the Echad Psulim, even Ksheirim. When did the mayor say yesterday you make a fourth maracha? Only in Mashlben or in. Eloi, Eloi, only if they had the benefit of a previous partial consumption on the maracha gedoyla, but it wasn't fully consumed. And there's a lot of other competition because you have a lot of other kabbanis that also need to go on the maracha. So now when you're making your new maracha revias, your fourth maracha, you can put on even ksheirim only if they had the benefit of mashal behena or previously. However, to put them fresh on a fourth maracha, dusnish. That's not the case.
Put fresh on the main
maracha. That's, you have to go and burn them somewhere.
Where's the tent?
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. So it's, we're considering that there's different levels of holiness or something to the marachas. If it's a kosher carbon, of course you have to burn it. So both parts of it, you have to put it so much lower, you have to put it on the main maracha.
Okay, so now do me a favor. Let's go back to Mem Hei Amud Aleph, yesterday's Gemara. And that's where we had that Rameir said, you make a fourth maracha shaloi nisaklu,
right,
those evarim pedarim. So there's a very informative Rashi. Rashi is almost halfway down the Rashis, and the beginning of the line is shaloi nisaklu. Do you have that?
What?
It's in the beginning of the line, shaloi nisaklu. It's Mem Hei Amud Aleph.
Okay.
Amud Aleph. Yeah, Amud Aleph. Shloim Nisaklu. No problem, we're still best friends. Shloim Nisaklu, you got that? It's almost halfway down, 40%
yeah,
down. Good. So, Trashi. Either Shloim Nitnu al Marocha, they weren't put on any Marocha at all, says Rameir, put it on Marocha, it's Marocha Revias. They didn't have the benefit of any Marocha. Oi, Nitnu, they were on the Marocha Gedoyla, Filiyaspiku Lisakil. However, they're not finished yet. They were Moshle Menor, but not done. These two Pshatim of Rashi, those are the two Rishonis we have on today's Amud Aleph of Daf Mem Vav. Meaning, according to the first Lashon, it's only the Psulim that have to be partially Nisaklu, Moshle Behena Or, Lohispiku Lisakil, we make for them a separate Marocha. But it was Ksheirim, even if Lohinitnu al Marocha at all. Even if the whole night they were waiting down below, they weren't even on the Mizbeach. We were waiting to put them up, but it's just such a huge volume that they didn't bring it up yet. So according to the first Pshat, it's only the Psulim have to be Moshle Ben Or. But Ksheirim, even if nothing, they're totally fresh as if they were Gishochtim 2 minutes ago. You still see the blood, you still see the full Evarim Pedarim. According to the first Pshat in today's Gemara, put them on the Marocha Revias, because there's no way I can fit everything in the Marocha Gedoyla, they're just such a large volume. But according to the second Pshat, the Ikka the Amri that we learned, even by the Ksheirim, if they were Loinitnu ala Marocha, don't put them initially on Marocha Revias. The initial destination for all Eivorim Upadorim that are going on the Mizbeach is the Marocha Gedoyla. But if during the night you see, it's never going to finish. At the rate we're going, we're going to be here until a week from now. In such a case, nitnu for the hispikulis achim, they were put on the first maracha, but it's just not finished yet, and we got still a ton more to go. Fresh ones that haven't even been put on the maracha yet. So says Rameir, take off some of those that that are already 50% done, 50% baked or roasted, whichever way you look at it. Remove those, put them onto a Marocha Revias, and now the brand new ones, put that on the Marocha Gedoyla for purposes of being burnt. You're very welcome. So that's the difference, in fact, between these two Pshatim in the Gemara. So just looking again at the Ikka di Amri, Ikka di Amri, Echad Ksheirim, even the Ksheirim, the Echad Psulim, in Marshal Ben Or, if they were previously on the Marocha Gedoyla, and Marocha Gedoyla has done a great job, they're now basically roasted already, they're dried out, they're not ash, they dried out. In, then you can go and transfer them to the Marocha Revias. Eloi. However, if they haven't gotten to that point yet, or they weren't on the Marocha Gedoyla at all, like, don't put them on the Marocha Revias, but put them on or leave them on the Marocha Gedoyla. That's halacha number one of Reb Lasse. So, the Gemara asked the Kasha, my Kamashman, what's the Chidush? Ah, the chiddush is, according to the first pshat, yesterday we were talking about normal kabbalas, we weren't talking about psulim. Today we're saying even psulim you make a marocha revius. And according to the Ikadiyamri, it comes to tell you that even among the ksheirim, don't put it onto a marocha revius unless it's already partially consumed. Partially consumed, yeah, then you can. But if not, wait for the marocha gedolah. And now halacha number two of Rav Lev Mishum Bar Kapara, that afilu b'Shabbos, even a Friday korban that you didn't have a chance to put onto the marocha gedolah, and now you see Friday night, I got some kabbonis left over from Friday, you can make a fourth marocha even on Shabbos. That we also learned. Where do we learn? Vayoyim Chomesh. That this Vayoyim is not referring to Shabbos. This Vayoyim is referring to Yom Kippur. And what is it telling us in Yom Kippur? It's telling us in Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur is a special day, and you make a special marocha for Yom Kippur, but not only for the Yom Kippur Dikka Karbonois, but even for the Erev Yom Kippur Karbonois that were left over, that didn't have a chance to be consumed on the Mizbeach on Erev Yom Kippur, you can also put those on a Marocha, on the fifth Marocha, which is the Yom Kippur Marocha.
So this word Shabbos really means Yom Kippur? Is that what it means?
No. Don't. You ask a very good question. What we're doing is you're doing great. We're bringing a parallel. And we're saying, just like by Yom Kippur, we make a fifth Marocha. On Shabbos, we also, we don't make a fifth one, but we make a fourth one. Let's look at the Rashi. Tanina Hayoim Chomesh. Here in the middle of the Amud, Tanina Hayoim Chomesh. Says Rashi. Mahari Yom Kippur is Kishabbos. Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos. Uktani, the Evori Tomichel Erev Yom Kippurim. Wow! Even those from Erev Yom Kippur, we make a marocha on Yom Kippur. Oh, so you see that the Erev Yom Kippur dikka, you go and put on the mizbeach on Yom Kippur. And since Shabbos is similar to Yom Kippur, most of us would say that it's probably somewhat more lenient than Yom Kippur. Certainly you don't have to fast, you don't have to be five inuyim. In other respects, maybe it's more chomer, the kabbis skila, you don't have skila by Yom Kippur, you have koris. So we're not going into all the differences, the similarities and differences, but there is obviously a parallel between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur, we say that you can go and put on the mizbeach the Erev Yom Kippur dikka, no, then on Shabbos, you can also put the Erev Shabbos dikka on Shabbos. So ibazoi, since that's Remeir's halacha, that always there are four. And Yom Kippur, we add a fifth one. And the purpose of the... So now, when we say that we have arrived for the fifth one, I had a machloikis with my...
The fifth one is for the Torah, right? This is the fifth one for the...
It's extra one. This is the third one according to one mandiyamer, the fourth one according to second, and the fifth one. That's always... But we always have... You always have the Merach Gadol, the big one, and
the Zola, Merach Shabbat Torah.
Right, and then you have the Chafina one, you have the Kiyam,
Right. But the fifth one I thought was for the, I'm mistaken, I thought for the Ketores that goes to Tanai Lishnim. Wasn't that the fifth one?
It depends what you count, which you're counting the first four.
I'm talking about the last one, that was Shalayom, the Yom Kippur, the one that was special, Yuchid for Yom Kippur.
What do you think? Do you have any views on it?
I'm detecting that I should defer to you. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear from you if you have anything further to say. So, just taking up on Brother Shai's point. Parshit, yes, the reason for that fifth Marocha was for the Ketores, for Lefnai V'Lefnim. Very good. What about the regular Ketores? Regular Ketores came from the regular Marocha Shniyah Shel Ketores. And the number five came from the Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's for the Eish to be used in the Machta, for the Kaf, for the Chafinas Ketores, inside the Kodesh Kodash. Very good. So therefore, how would you learn Pshat now in this Gemara and this Rashi? What the Gemara is asking is not from number five, because number five is assuming that it's in fact miyuchad only for the Ketores of five of them.
That's the
mitzvah. Exactly. So that has nothing to do with Shabbos. Shabbos, you don't have a special. Eh? But the point is, if you have five, that means you have four.
Right.
And if you have four, what's number four? Four.
We just learned.
Four is for the Kule a varim upadorim that were left over. So the Gemara says, if we wouldn't have that the halacha is it on Yom Kippur, that there would be a fifth one, I might have understood. Let's assume there's no din of Yom Kippur. There's only a din of four. So I might have been able to say that the four is really only Sunday through Friday, but not Shabbos. Shabbos, you didn't go and make a fourth maracha. Shabbos, what do you make a fourth maracha for? Because you have all these extra kabbanas from Friday. Make sure you put on the maracha, don't make a special maracha. Michal Shabbos to make a fifth maracha, to make a fourth maracha. No, don't do that. Since, however, we see by Yom Kippur that there are five altogether, and therefore five yesh b'chlal masayim mana. Five obviously includes four. Ah, so there is a fourth. Why might make him fourth maracha on Yom Kippur? Oh, because of the extra varim. What extra varim pedarim from erev Yom Kippur? You make from erev Yom Kippur. You do have a fourth one, just like every day of the year. If that's the case, then every Shabbos should be the same thing. Because Shabbos and Yom Kippur are very similar, and therefore the Rai is talking about from number five. It's from number four of the five. Because if it wouldn't say number five, it wouldn't know that Yom Kippur there was a fifth, and it wouldn't know that on Shabbos there's a fourth. I would think that fourth is only weekdays, but not on Shabbos.
What was the discussion between you and
the discussion we had was whether in fact number five or number four, but now because, and he Taka said number four, I was saying it was number five. In other words, I was mislearning, I think, that the number five would be used for the extra Evarim Pedarim from Friday, and he said no, number five was Miyuchad for Yom Kippur, and as you say, it was Miyuchad for the Ketores of Yom Kippur. Beautiful. So getting back to our Gemara now, so what the Gemara is telling us now is, by the fact that it says number 5 on Yom Kippur is the chassim, and that number 4 was used for the overage, and you did have this new fourth one even on Yom Kippur, so then you had it on Shabbos as well. So that's the case. What is the chiddush of Reb Loza Mishim Bar Kapara that I feel a bit Shabbos? So maybe pshat in our Mishnah and the price yesterday, where we said according to the mayor you have a fifth maroch, which means that you had four marochis besides the Yom Kippur one. You know, maybe that was only in a case where Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. Today, of course, Yom Kippur cannot fall out on Sunday, but at times in the English it could fall out on Sunday. So what's the Gemara getting at? The Chelvei Shabbos Krevim B'Yom Kippurim. After all, we bring Kabbonis on Shabbos as well. That's the two Tamidim and the two Musafim. And normally, the assumption is that they did a good job in putting on the Hekta Chalom Veivarim on Shabbos. But what happens if there was some delay for some reason? So then, the Chelvei Shabbos, if you didn't have a chance to put them on Shabbos, you can go and put them on Yom Kippur. And, according to the mayor, you would even make a fourth barakah for those, if necessary. Avul be'emtza Shabbos. Emtza Shabbos means if Yom Kippur fell out during the week, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sometime during the week. So what would happen then? You're talking about putting on a varim form from Sunday Erev Yom Kippur, or from Monday Erev Yom Kippur, to put it on a special maracha on Yom Kippur, maracha number 4, to go and put them on that maracha instead of the maracha gedolah, put it on this maracha revias, I would think efsha nish, because how am I putting on kabbanas of choil to go and desecrate the Yom Tif of Yom Kippur to make a special maracha? So I might have thought that there is in fact no din of making a special maracha on Yom Kippur for number 4 for any kabbanis from Erev Yom Kippur to be put on the maracha revias on Yom Kippur. So I might have thought. Reb Meir says you have 5 marachas. He's talking about if Yom Kippur fell out during the week. I'm sorry. When Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday. So that fourth maracha is being used for the Shabbos dikur chalom veivarim that were left over. That you can put on Yom Kippur. That's when you have 5 altogether. Number 4 for that maracha revia is for these special
overage.
The overage, exactly. But if it falls out during the week, I would think maybe you don't have this overage. Why? Because it's Yom Kippur. And if that's the case, then you wouldn't put the overage from Friday onto the Mizbeach on the Maroch Revias on Shabbos either. That's the Chiddush of Reb Loza Mishum Bar Kapara. As was that according to the mayor, on a regular Shabbos, when you have leftover chalav veivarim from Friday, yes, you can put them on the Mizbeach on Friday night on a separate Marocha, the Marocha Revias. We said that on Yom Kippur, you have five. And so therefore, B'chlal Masayim Manadi, I have four. But maybe that Yom Kippur is only talking about a case when Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday, but not when it fell out during the week. So therefore, if I don't know it from Yom Kippur, if I don't know it for Shabbos, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Shammai Kapara has to tell us, Afilu B'Shabbos.
The whole flow, something doesn't work, because during the week, you could have a lot of people bring private korbanos, you could have a tremendous volume. When Yom Kippur, were Yom Kippur to fall on Sunday, when it's possible, mm-hmm. you only have a few korbanos of Shabbos to be burnt Motzei Shabbos.
You're saying there's no reason to have that fourth Marocha.
It really, it sounds so shame. The Marocha Gedola, how tiny is that Marocha Gedola if you have to have a Revius for overage?
The point here, first of all, the Gemara may be telling us a theoretical point as opposed to a practical point. But number two, there is a possibility. How could it be a possibility? You're talking about Shabbos and Sunday. It's a theoretical possibility that you had tons of korbanos left over from Friday for Shabbos. So what's going on? It's oil regal time. A million people came in on Friday. You have tons and tons of korbanos. So you tell me, it's going to become Pasabalina on Shabbos morning.
Exactly.
No. We had yesterday in the Yomar. If you have a ton, you miss out of them on the Mizbeach, or you miss out of them on the Kevich, or you miss out of them on the Sovei, and you wait your turn until finally you're going to put it on the Marocha Gedoyla, and says, Remeir, I have another Eitzah. If there's no room in the Marocha Gedoyla, you can put it in the Marocha Revias. So you still have more time. So there was such an overage that it went over Shabbos into Matzah Yom Kippur, and so Matzah Shabbos into Yom Kippur, and that's why you have to have yet an additional Marocha Revias. Anyway, that's what the Gemara said is the Chiddush Legabei Shabbos, the Afilu B'Shabbos. But as we'll see now in the Gemara, it's not that simple. Amar Rava, Manhai Deli Chayish LeKimchei. Who is the one that is not careful about his Kemach? Kemach means his flour. This is an expression you find a few times in Shas, which means that a person who is very careful about what he asks should be very careful about the crushing or the grinding and the processing of his flour. A person who asks a kasha and what we would call today, I don't want to use that expression, the klutz kasha, because we're talking about Tanon Bar Meroi, but a person who doesn't ask a kasha, which is a convincing, really thought through kasha, he's a person that probably doesn't think through his kemach, his flour as well, and his flour has imperfections in it. So what does the Gemara mean by that? Habachol yoim tanat. If you go back to the Mishnah, putting aside the question of hayoim chamesh, the Mishnah says, b'chol yoim hoyu sham arba marochis. So put aside Yom Kippur. B'chol yoim. Now I ask you, what's the definition of b'chol yoim? The Webster's dictionary definition of b'chol yoim means every day. Every day means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Shabbos is b'chol yoim. It's every day. So in Bazoi, again, what was the chiddush of Reb Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara that says in the name of Remeir, Afilu B'Shabbos? Of course, even B'Shabbos. Toshteitach in the Mishnah, B'chol Yoim. And therefore, I still don't know what the chiddush of Reb Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara was. Therefore, the Gemara says, Kashu. No, Staka B'Slishvah. However, as we'll see, in fact, Rav Huna respectfully disagrees. Upli Rav Huna, that we just said in the name of Rav Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara, Alibed Rav Meir, argues with Rav Huna. The Amat Chilasoi Doicha, Soifoi Eina Doicha. Only Chilasoi Doicha, which means brand new karbanis were geshochten on Shabbos itself. The Tomid Shul Shachar, the Tomid Shul Bein Harboyim. Those Avad you put on the Mizbeach on the Marocha Gedoyla on Shabbos. No question. But the Soifoi, if you have anything left from Erev Shabbos, those you do not put on the Marocha on Shabbos. You have to be maler than the Poijoy. If you look at Rashi Tchilosoi Doiche, about 10 lines before the end of the Rashi, Tchilosoi Doiche is Tomit Shol Shabbos, Nishchat B'Shabbos, Ve'korei B'Shabbos. Yes, you put on the Mizbeach. Don't wait until Matzah Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos itself, no problem. But Soifoi Erev Doiche, Tomit Shol Erev Shabbos, the reason why Rashi is probably chapping on the Tomit, because that's the last carbon that you bring every single day. So if you didn't have have a chance to go and put the chalavim and the emurim and the evorim of this oila on Erev Shabbos. Ein evorim niktorim mishetechshach. Too late. Make sure you guys work quickly. Kanim's reasoning: do it before Lechzin, do it before Shkia. Put it on the Mizbech in time. Don't put it on Shabbos itself. Ah, so if you can't put it on Shabbos itself, that means that there is no fourth Marocha according to the mayor on Shabbos, because Marocha would only be for overage. There's no such thing as overage on Friday night. Make sure you bring it on Friday. If you didn't bring it on Friday, too late.
So what is Rav Huna going to do with Rav Meir? Rav Meir is crystal clear.
Rav Meir is absolutely crystal clear. He says that the words B'chol Yoyim means Sunday through Friday, not Sunday through Shabbos. Okay. You're very welcome. So even though Rav said, I said B'chol Yoyim, both Rav Huna says, no, B'chol Yoyim is not to be interpreted literally, it's to be interpreted every weekday as opposed to a weekend, not Shabbos Kodesh. After all, there's so many other differences between... We put on, if you, somebody asks you, when do you put on tefillin? I put on tefillin every day. What about Shabbos? Of course, I didn't mean Shabbos. I mean every day besides Shabbos. Oh, same thing over here.
The mayor holds that Shabbos is not tefillin, the whole yom.
Okay.
So he's consistent with Shitaso.
Okay.
We had Gemara Nerev and Motzei Tefillin.
Good. Anyway, that's what Rav Huna holds. So therefore, Rav Huna, in fact...
It's just interesting, but he's saying the example of tefillin. But ironically, Rav Meir says Shabbos man tefillin, Laila's man tefillin.
Beautiful. So getting back to our Gemara now. So now we have, in fact, a machloikis between Rav Blazim Yishim Bar Kapara and Rav Huna as to what Rav Meir really holds. Does Rav Meir hold that there is a fourth Marocha on Shabbos? According to Blazer, Afilu b'Shabbos. Rav says, that's no Chiddush, of course. It says in the Mishnah B'chol Yoyim. That includes Shabbos. I don't even understand where Rav Blazer comes from. Says Rav Huna, I respectfully disagree. I taka hold that B'chol Yoyim only means 6 days a week, not 7 days a week, because there would not be a Marocha Revius on Shabbos at all. So how would he have the Marocha Chamishas on Yom Kippur? Must be taka such a case. Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday, so you have from Shabbos to Sunday, but not from Chol to Shabbos or Chol to Yom Kippur. That's finished. So for Ein Doicha would not be Doicha for Shabbos, would not be Doicha Yom Kippur. Now, what we just said according to Rav Huna, we'll see in fact what Rav Huna really meant is a machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rabba. It's Gufa. We repeat again, Omer Rav Huna. Now, my Eina Doicha. The way we learned until now Eina Doicha means that the Fridays are not going to be Doicha, the Isser of Shabbos, of burning, of cooking and roasting and Shabbos, and therefore don't put it on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. That's what we learned. That's Soif Eina Doicha. However, if Chizda Omar, Doicha is a Shabbos, Ben Doicha is a Tumma. Rav Huna wasn't talking about Shabbos. He was talking about Hilchos Tumma. Because Rav Chisda says that according to Rav Huna, it is Doicha is a Shabbos. And then therefore, Rav Huna, in fact, holds like Rav Loza Mishim Bar Kapara. Then, in fact, he would make a separate Marocha on Shabbos, if necessary. And that the Friday Kabbonis, the overage, can go on the Mizbeach, both in the Marocha Gedoyla and, if necessary, in the Marocha Revias. It is Doicha is a Shabbos. So, what Rav Huna just said now, Soifa Eina Doicha, that's Sutton Gabi Hilchas Tumma. What means Gabi Hilchas Tumma? We know the famous rule of Tumi, the Hutra Betzibur, but Chuyehi Betzibur, that a Korban Tzibur, even though all Klal Yisrael, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, all the Kahanim, Roiv of the Kahanim, everybody's stomach, it's a Korban Tzibur, Hutra Betzibur, Chuyehi Betzibur, bring the Korban. Now what means bring the Korban? Shech the Korban, to the Halacha Saddam, do the Kabbalah Saddam, Halacha Saddam, and do the Zrika Saddam. What about the Hekta Chalom Vevorim that is Klai Yisrael is Betumma? Should we do that, yes or no? Says Rav Chisda that what Rav Huna meant, Tomet Chilasa Doicha, if we're bringing this Karmen Tomet Betzibur Betumma, do the Zrika Saddam. That's the Tchila, that's the beginning of the Karban. But the Soif of the Karban, which would be the Hekta Chalom, no. Don't even think about putting those on the mizbech. Why not? Because it's tameh. It's a tumah betzila. Where you need it for the kapara. Hey, you don't need it for the kapara because after all, the kapara is the dam. The hektachalom levorim is not ma'akev. Avad l'chitchal, you got to do it. But if it happens to be tameh. See, look at the last Rashi here on the Yomid. Just going to learn the first part of Rashi. Kuf Am Rav Huna, my Eina Doicha. 6 lines from the bottom. Eina Doicha Satama. Hektech Alam Meimurim. El Ezrikas Domi Buvad. The only thing that you do when you have a din of Tzibur and Tuma is Zrikas Adam. You don't do the Hektech Alam Meimurim. Chayit should say hektach halom eivorim, not eivorim, because halom and eivorim are basically synonymous. And probably in newer Gemaras they probably have a hagor. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Am Rav Huna tam tichlas doicha sefer doicha main doicha Rav Chizda Am doicha the Shabbat doicha es ha tuma. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says no. Doicha setuma main doicha es ha Shabbos. Rabbi learns pshat in Rav Huna like we originally learned pshat in Rav Huna, that Rav Huna disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, and he holds that chilosai only the kabonis of Shabbos can you put on the marocha on Shabbos, but kabonis from erev Shabbos, overage kabonis, do not put on the marocha on Shabbos. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah b'chol yayim? B'chol yayim means Sunday through Friday. It does not include Shabbos. Because we said before, Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Lazar. Upliga. That pliga that we said before is only Aliba de Rabba explaining Rav Huna. Because Rabba says, Ein Doichas Shabbos. But Rav Chizda interpreted Rav Huna and said, no, it is Doichas Shabbos. So the Friday kabbalas you could put on the Marocha, no problem. Oh, so this din of Reb Lazar explaining Reb Meir Afilu B'Shabbos is in fact a machloikis as to what Rav Huna holds. Does Rav Huna agree with Reb Lazar, or does he not agree with Reb Lazar? And that's all based on how you interpret the words the Eina Doicha. Is it Eina Doicha as that the Soifoi Eina Doicha? Is Soif Eina Doicha as a Shabbos, which would mean the Hekta Chalom Veimorim from Friday, or is it referring to Tumma even during the week? Person has a carbon which is being brought to Tumma, a carbon tziva brought to Tumma, would you put the emurim and the evarim on the mizbeach, the Tumma, or not? So that's the machloikis here, Rabba and Rav Chisla.
Why are we looking at
the definition of Rabba Omar Doicha Satumma? It is Doicha Tumma, meaning just like the zrika of a carbon tziva the Tumma is Doicha, the hektachalam evarim is all to Doicha. But it's not Doicha Shabbos. The Friday dikka are not Doicha Shabbos. Yes, sir.
Erev Pesach, a time when it's brought betumah, what happens to all the parts that go on the mizbeach? They're brought on the mizbeach, and it's being brought betumah.
And what about the eating of the carbon?
That's a special thing. Cause
and what's the din?
By Korban Pesach, the eating is the essential.
And therefore, what's the din?
So the eating is the essential part.
But and
the,
what do we do with it? To eat it.
Right.
So presumably you'd also eat the emurim on the mizbeach.
The mizbeach eats the emurim as well?
I assume so.
But that's a question of tumah. It's a question of okay.
And just like they're tumah, they're eating.
Okay.
Talking more about Amale Abaye L'Rab. So Abaye says to Rab, Rab being the second man of here. L'didoch kasha, Rav Chizda kasha. I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what Rav Chizda is saying. L'didoch kasha. Maishna tumah dechsi b'mayadoi v'afilu b'tumah. Shabbos not in Mayadeh, but Philip Shabbos. Or Rav Chizda Kasha. Maishu Shabbos is in Mayadeh, Philip Shabbos. Tumah not in Mayadeh, Philip Tumah. In other words, both Rav Chizda and Rabba are distinguishing between Shabbos and Tumah. One says it's Doicha Shabbos and not Tumah. The other one says it's Doicha Tumah and not Shabbos. But they're both saying there's a partial Dechiyah. Now, what is the partial Dechiyah based on? Why, in fact, can you go and bring a carbon bitumah? And why can you bring a carbon on Shabbos? After all, Shabbos, you're violating Hilchos Shabbos. You know the goat shecht, an animal in Shabbos. How can you do that?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, because it's in the
Pasuk Moyadah. You don't bring the extra, right? You don't do the shecht. You don't do this. You don't bring the carbon at all. But if there's the extra, that's the whole point.
You can't bring, you and I cannot bring our own individual kabbalas. However, every single Shabbos, they brought the communal kabbalas. What were the communal ones? We had the carbon tomid shel shachar and the tomid shel bein arba'in, which were daily carbon, is 365 days a year. How can you go and shecht it? You're shechting an animal on Shabbos. You don't have to. Oh, special din, kodshim on Shabbos, which are special, unique to Shabbos, avadi ladadu. Same thing with carbon musaf. Is also two kvasim that we go and shecht on Shabbos. Ah, why are you allowed to do it? Because it says b'mayadoi, even b'shabbos. Same thing applies to hilchas tumah. Why can you bring a carbon tzibur b'tumah? Because it says b'mayadoi. Mayadoi means in its special time. If they're talking about a carbon to be brought on Yom Tov l'mushul, and the whole oilam is tumah, we'll bring it tomorrow. Can't bring it tomorrow. It's got to be brought today. So anything which is in mayadoi tells you that is docheh. It's doche hilchas tumah, doche hilchas shabbos. So therefore, says the Gemara, you made a distinction between chilosi and tzoifai, either legabi shabbos or legabi tumah. There shouldn't be any difference. Maishna tumah dechzib b'mayadei v'afilu b'tumah. Shabbos holds mayadei v'afilu b'shabbos. Or Rav Chizda kash, maishna shabbos dechzib b'mayadei. What did Rav Chizda say? Rav Chizda said that it's doche shabbos, but not tumah. Why is it doche shabbos? Because it's mayadei, not filu b'shabbos. It's tumah, not mayadei v'afilu b'tumah. Make up your mind. So Rabbi says back to Abaya, it's not Shver according to me, not Shver according to Chizda. Now what did Rabbi say before? Rabbi said that it's Doiches Atumah, but not Doiches Shabbos. So I'll tell you why. You know why it's not Kasha? Soif gets Chilasa. The soif of the carbon is like the beginning of the carbon. What do you mean? The Hekka Chalom Ve'evarim is just like the Zrikas Hadam by a carbon. Just like Betumah the Tchilasoi by Midchetumahu, you agree with me that when we're bringing a carbon Betumah, Tumah Hutra Betziba, Tumah Tchuyi Betziba, that you're allowed to do the Shechita and the Zrika Sadam, that is Dochetum. No, Sofa Nami Dochi. Sofa is Kitchilasoi. It's, in a sense, a package deal. Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala by using the word B'mayave, that you bring a carbon Tzibur Afilu Betumah, then the whole carbon from A to Z, nuts to bolts, not just half a carbon. So Seif is Kitchilose, Seif is also Dachi. However, Shabbos, the Tchilose, Lav Bar Mincha Shabbos, if you wanted to bring a Friday carbon, but Chila on Shabbos, there was a missing Kevis on Friday. So they only brought a Tumah Shel Shachar, they were not able to bring a Tumah Shel Bein Arba'in. Shabbos morning, guess what? We found another kevis. Let's bring three kvasim on Shabbos. One for Friday and two for Shabbos. Would anybody entertain such an idea? Of course not. Over Zmanai, Batal Karbanai. So you agree that by Shabbos, did Chilosei La Bar Mincha Shabbosu, I couldn't bring a fresh non-Shabbos carbon on Shabbos, meaning a Friday carbon I could not bring on Shabbos. So Soifet Ketchilosei, Soifet Nami Leidachi. So the ending of the Friday carbon, meaning the Hekta Chalom Beivarim of Friday, is also not Doicha Shabbos, just like Tchilosei is not Doicha. Soifet is not doicha. So therefore, Rabbi says that we have the principle, sofo is exactly ketchilosei. For purposes of tumah, if you're allowed to go and do a zrika betumah, then you're allowed to do hekta chalab veivar betumah. However, if you're not allowed to do a tchila on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring a Friday fresh carbon on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to go and do the ending of the Friday carbon on Shabbos. How do I know that Rashi, that the Gemara, when it says the tchilasa, you can't bring a Friday carbon on Shabbos? Look at the second Rashi, third line, Shabbos with the tchilasa, the tumid, the erev Shabbos, lav bar midcha Shabbos, shari bein arba'im nishchat. You gotta go and bring this carbon on Friday. You cannot wait until Friday night or Shabbos day. Better bring, and not only do you have to go and check it, make sure you do this Rinkas Adam before Shkia. If you dilly dally and you're late, and now it's 5 minutes after Shkia, it's 5 seconds after Shkia. Too late, you can't go and do the Shkita or this Rinkas Adam. You are too late, you are disqualified Kemish. Ah, so just like the Tchela can be done in Shabbos, so that Hekta Chalam Meivarim also cannot be brought in Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi says, I'm totally consistent. Now, what about Rav Chizda? Says Rabbi Vaita, but Rav Chizda also like Kasha. Number one, he disagrees with me. He holds Soif Ketchilase less lay. He doesn't agree with that Soif is like Tchila. And therefore, Shabbos to hutra hibit tzibur soifai nami dochi. Tumet et chuyi hibit tzibur tchilosoi di ikka kapara dochi. Soif la di ikka kapara loi dochi. Says Rabba. I'll tell you Rav Chizdi's svar. Rav Chizdi says that there's a major difference between Shabbos and Tumah. By Shabbos it's hutra b'tzibur. By Tumah it's t'chuyehi b'tzibur. What's the difference between hutra and t'chuyeh? Hutra means it's as if everything is totally normal, as if it's not Shabbos, as if it's Tuesday morning, everything regular. Tumah means Tumah t'chuyeh. That means whatever you gotta do, you gotta do. Whatever you don't have to do, don't do, because it's only reluctantly and begrudgingly that I allow you to bring the carbon beton. Aha, okay. So Shabbos, Hutra Mitzibur, you're allowed to go on Shabbos, bring carbonois, Hutra Mitzibur. Soif Nami Dochi. So the Soif is also going to be Doicha, that you'll be able to go and bring the Friday carbonois. The overage, the hektar chalav nevarim, you're allowed to do in Shabbos. Why let it do in Shabbos? Because as far as Shabbos is concerned, when it comes to karbanos, it's hutra hibetziva. It's as if it's Tuesday. Of course, not for a karb yachid, but for karb tziva. So just like you're allowed to go and shech lechat chila on Shabbos a karb tziva, those soifos from Friday, so you can put also on the mizbeach. It's not Shabbos, the Gabi Karbonis. Beis Amigdash, a big sign, it's not Shabbos today. Chas v'shalom, of course it's Shabbos. But the Gabi Karbonis, it's totally hot. Masha Enke, the Gabi Tumah. It's only begrudgingly, hesitatingly, Ashtarke b'dievet b'shasat chak, that you're allowed to go and bring a carbon b'tumah, t'chuyim b'tzibah, t'chiloh z'ni kapara, doch, okay. Without the Zerikas Adam, then the carbon is worthless. Soif v'dlav ikka kapara, you can live with a carbon without the hektar chalav nevarim, it's not ma'akid b'dievet, that's the reason why Reb Chizda disagrees with me, he says, Rabbi.
So this is all—it's about the concept of no sar. That's really what it comes down to. It comes under that general heading, right?
In a sense,
why we bought making all this kashikra to do all this with all these rules and exceptions and comparisons? If that would—we don't want any. It cheapens the carbon.
Okay,
you leave it, it's like you're throwing it out rather than exposing it properly.
Which we're saying is correct, but just. Bear in mind the word
halakha.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. But the word nosa is typically referring to those parts of a carbon which are edible and which are eaten. If you leave them beyond this man, then they become nosa. When you're talking about a carbon that goes on the mizbeach, you don't usually use the halachic term nosa. You use the term lina. It becomes possible lina if you don't put it on within the
lina. Right.
It means it's slept over and you didn't put it on the maracha in a timely fashion.
Interesting, because on the third line, in the beginning of the it says, Ola Shinosro, Mer Evar Ola Shinosro, that word kind of...
Evari Ola Shinitoisro. The word Shinitoisro is not a word of Noiser, it's just a Hebrew term that it was left over and was not put on the
list. It's not Noiser, it's...
It doesn't mean Noiser.
Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Back to our Gemara Zot Gemara Itma.
But Noiser means extra. I'm sorry.
No sir,
it's a concept of extra.
If you look in the word in the dictionary, the no sir could mean extra. That's one of the many definitions. But for our purpose, for carbon, yeah, modern Hebrew, probably even an old Hebrew too. But for our purposes, what no sir means is a carbon that was not eaten within the allocated time, which is usually Yom Halayla, sometimes it's Shnei Yom Halayla Echa, depending on the carbon. If you went beyond the time of permissible eating, it becomes no sir. However, when you're talking about chalav and veivarim, they're supposed to be put on the maracha. If they weren't put in a timely fashion, then they become possible leaders. Okay, zoki more vayta. Itmar. Put two dots. You don't have to put literally two dots, but you get the idea. Itmar.
Like your own addition.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Hamechaba eish machta umenora. Now, what is the Gemara focusing on? We leave now Remeir, and we're going back to a pasuk that we brought yesterday. This pasuk was one of several psukim that we used to use as the origin for the first maracha, the second maracha, the third maracha, fourth maracha. One of the psukim that we referred to yesterday was the Eish Tamid Tukar al Hamizbeach, Tukar al Hamizbeach Loi Sichbe. The way you could learn this pasuk simply is Eish Tamid Tukar al Hamizbeach. Make sure that there is a constant fire on the Mizbeach because you're going to need it on a daily basis at least. The Maracha Gidoyla. And Lo Yisichbe means don't allow it to get extinguished. It should always be a fire at all times. Make sure there's always a fire. The Gemara learns that Lishikhva is a lav, that you and I and all the Yidden of Klal Yisrael are not allowed to go and extinguish the fire on the Maracha. And if we do, if we take a pail of water, pour it on the Maracha, and put the fire out, we're over the Issa lav of Lishikhva. That's the Pshat Lishikhva. Now the Gemara talks about how far reaching does this go? Because this is Eish Tamatukat Al HaMizbeach Leisichpe. The Mizbeach fire don't go and extinguish. Itmar HaMachabe Eish Machta Umenoira. I've taken the fire ready off the Mizbeach and I've put it into the Machta. Which Machta did I put it into? The Machta that's going to be used to transfer this Eish to either Mizbeach Pnimi or Lefnai V'Lefnim the Kodesh Kadoshim. I'm moving the fire away from the Mizbeach. Or I took some coals from the Mizbeach to go and light up the Menorah. After all, the Kohen Gadol or whoever is lighting the Menorah didn't typically walk around with a package of matches in his pocket, and he had to light the Menorah. Again, they borrowed the fire, took the fire from the Mizbeach Achitzai. So what happens? I've already taken the Eish off the Mizbeach, and I'm using it, well, we're going to see if we took it off or not, but at least I've put it into the receptacle for purposes of lighting the Menorah or burning the incense. And after I did that, I or somebody else came and he extinguished those coals that I was going to use for the Ketores or for the Menorah, and my oiver on the din of Loisichbe. Abaye Omar Chayef, yes, you've been oiver the Loisichbe, Eishal and Mizbeach, you're nailed for being oiver this laugh. Rav Omar Potter, Rav says, you're Potter. Says Igmar, the Kviya B'Rosh Yishul Mizbeach, if this took place physically on top of the Mizbeach, that's where you put out these coals, this flame, Tchol Yam Lip Ligi Nechayef, everybody will be Nechayef. Why? Because it says, Eish Tomet Tukat, on top of an Mizbeach, don't let it go out. So even though you've now allocated these gecholim, this fire, for non-Mizbeach chitzon purposes, you're using it for Ketores or for the Menorah, but since you're still standing on top of the Mizbeach, everybody agrees with that. Keep reading the Achsiyara. When you came down, I walked down the ramp, I still have the fiery coals in hand to be used for the Ketores or for the Menorah, and the Kaviyan, I blew it out. Abaye Omar Chayef. Why? Because Eish HaMizbeach. After all, the origins of this Eish came from the Mizbeach. So I reallocated. Doesn't make a difference. Abaye says, Eish HaMizbeach remains Eish HaMizbeach, even if you put it out when you get a chwais into the Heichel, makes no difference.
The Komak.
And therefore, you're over Chayef. Rav Omar Potter. Kivin Nitka, Nitka. Now, this nitka has really a double interpretation. Number one, Rava says, since you took off the Mizbeach, it's no longer Al HaMizbeach, so therefore the location has changed. And number two, it's not Eish HaMizbeach anymore. It's now Eish HaMachta. And I'm focusing on these two distinctions because you'll see how this is going to play into the next Shtickel Gemara. So therefore, Rava says, Potter, it's no longer Eish HaMizbeach, you're off the hook.
Natka, how do you translate the word Natka?
Natka means that you cut it off. You've cut it off from, number one, its original source, its location. And number two, you've also cut it off from its original purpose. It's no longer Mizbeach fire. Now it is now Machta or Menorah fire.
That's okay?
We're not saying that it's a mitzvah to go and put it out. You're not over a lot. You don't get lashes for this. You don't get, ice is in the middle of summer either.
You get existing flame.
You don't get ice cream in the middle of the summer either, but you don't get pitch. Zokti Yomara, Elohadi Yomar Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Ravua, Hamorid Gacheles Me'al HaMizbeach, Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach. What happens if a person went to the top of the Mizbeach, he took off a Gacheles, he took off a coal, and he brought it down to earth, went down from the Kevesh, the Kiva, and now he put it out. He's Chayef. Kiman, l'chayiv, this goes according to Abaye, because Abaye said, you're chayiv, right? We said, the achsia ara, you're chayiv. So Kiman, after the time, we can go according to Rav as well. Hosam lo intik limitzvasa. Ach, intika limitzvasa. Ah, when did Rava say that your potter? It's not only because it was a change in location, but also a change in its halachic status. Until now, it was considered to be Esha Mizbeach, and now it's considered to be Esha Machta, or Esh of the menorah. So therefore, if you put it out, it's not Esha Mizbeach anymore. However, here, all he did was he removed the gecheles. He was playing, presumably, with the gecheles. He took it off from his mizbeach and he blew it out, or he stamped it out. He extinguished it. Oh, since it wasn't integral mitzvah, so you didn't change the purpose and the mission of this gecheles. It was still Eishem Mizbeach. Eishem Mizbeach remains Eishem Mizbeach, even though the location is now down below. But where did this gecheles come from? Eishem Mizbeach. You'll be chayev even according to Rav.
Isn't this a lot of mythic lasse? Because you could take and put it back on the mizbeach and reignite it. I mean, you're saying it's you get.
Does the Torah say after leisichbe ve'im kova yachol?
It doesn't say it, but effectively, isn't it so that if it was extinguished, as long as it could be, if you brought it down, you went back up the ramp, you put it back on the maracha.
I don't know that that's going to remedy it all.
Okay,
you have the two remedies that we're familiar with of the. The lav and itikla says the mushal noiser that the Torah says leisir mimenu ad boiker. What happens if noiser mimenu ad boiker? Well, let's scratch our heads. Let's think what to do now. No, it says noiser mimenu ad boiker. That's the remedy. Same thing as the gabi zayla. Don't steal. What happens if you steal? Give it back. But it doesn't say over here. Oh, by the way, in case you did go and put up the chelas out, I have a good answer for you. Go home and tie it again.
If you take something yotze, you can't bring it back in. Doesn't help.
No. Exactly. And then numerous. Things like that. Once you did it, children, even sometimes adults, by accident we turn off the light on Shabbos, or we turn on the light on Shabbos. Right. Oh, your Shabbos! Oh, what is the first thing? What's your first reaction? Turn it off. Is that a lav and nitik lasse? Oh, now I've cured it. I've just compounded the problem. Right? Good. But that's a natural thing. As a kid, I did that all the time. Even during the week, I used to do that. If I wasn't supposed to put the light on, I would turn it off. But during the week, it was not a problem. Ikriyami. Second version, the achse aara the kavya the kuliyam lepli the pot. If you took off the gacheles as part of an esha machta or esha menorah, and it's no longer on top of the mizbeach, it's now down below kuliyam lepli the pot. Why is it pot? Because it's no longer esha on the mizbeach, and it's also no longer esh for the mizbeach. It's now the esh for the machta or for the menorah. Keep looking at the gavim beroishu mizbeach. It's still on top of the mizbeach. Abayi Omer Chai, Eisha Mizbeach, come on. I'm on the Mizbeach, and I have Eish Tomet took it. Allah Mizbeach, I'm standing on the Mizbeach, Loi Sechbe. Yehoiv, Rav Omer Potter, Kivin the Natka. Since he has removed it from the Mizbeach for purposes of Menoira, or for purpose of victoritis, it's in fact in a new receptacle, so it's no longer Esha, even though the physical location is Esha Mizbeach. But it's no longer halachically Esha Mizbeach. Now it's Esh Machta and Esh Menoira. Therefore, you are potter according to Rav. What happens if it came down below? Remember, according to this Ikka Diamri, Achseya Ara, everybody agrees, Potur. Here I have Gechelis that came down below, Mi'alga Mizbeach, Vikova. Said Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Avua, that you're Chayiv. The Chari came out like a Bible, like a Rav. The Chari, this doesn't go according to Bai or according to Rav. Because both of them hold. Achse a'ara ve'kavya your potter. Everyone know. Hosamli integral mitzvasa. Hoche integral mitzvasa. Same territory the Gemara gave before, at least the same concept as we said before. Why would everybody hold that it is chayav? You took it down from the mizbeach. We said it kadiyam the achse a'ara kuliyam only peligi the potter. You know why? Because this lashon holds that since you were menatik it from its original purpose, it's no longer Eish Mizbeach, it's now Eish Machta, it's now Eish Menorah, and you took it off, you're potter. However, according to Nachman Ravu, you're talking about that he took a Gecheles Stam from the top of the Mizbeach. It was still Eish HaMizbeach. He didn't intend using it for the Menorah, he didn't intend using it for the Machta. It's still Eish HaMizbeach. So Eish HaMizbeach doesn't mean the location, it means its halachic status. Therefore, since it was loy integral mitzvah, so you didn't cut it off from its original mitzvah and devote it now to a separate mitzvah. That's why Five and we're both told that you would be chayav, just like Reb Nachman. If it gets cut off from its original source, it's no longer Eishem Mizbeach. Now it's Eishem Achta Menoira, then everybody holds that it's potter. However, if you didn't cut it from its source, you only took it off to change in location, that makes a difference, and you're going to continue to be chayav according to everybody. Han luchter b'kalfi, han luchter b'kalfi, luchter b'kalfi. Just a kind reminder to all those that are using Art Scroll Gemaras, please bring Chelik Beis, the second volume, tomorrow, because this is the end of volume 1. Ashtikl Sir. Yes, Reb Simcha.
So,
Reb Shlomo, have a wonderful evening. Have a good day. Zangamesh. Still, it depends where it's located according to the first test and according to the second test.
That's about the
according to the second rush.
Right.
That if you took it off the Mizbeach and you rededicated this Eish, not for purposes of Eish HaMizbeach for Marocha, for burning Kabbanis, but you rededicated these coals now for the Ketores or the Menorah, and you remove them from the Mizbeach, and it would be potter. So it has to be change in location and change in purpose.
No, it's